USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia postures for the largest invasion in Europe since the Nazis did it in the late 1930s, Ukraine officials downplayed a possible incursion by Russia, saying do not believe the apocalyptic predictions. After U.S. officials said Moscow had assembled 70% of the military force needed for a full-scale invasion. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on ABC News.
Our view is that China is not in a position to compensate Russia for the economic losses that would come from our sanctions. If Russia does choose to move forward, not only will it come at strategic cost to Russia, but if China is seen as having supported it, it will come at some cost to China as well.
Australia will reopen its borders from February 20. First, to foreign travelers who have received two COVID-19 vaccine doses. Australia's borders have been shut to most non-residents since March of 2020. USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
One lawmaker says Nancy Pelosi is shielding the Chinese government.
It's become widely accepted by experts that the pandemic likely began in Wuhan, China. How it began, though, has not been nailed down. Meanwhile, the U.S. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says that it should be nailed down, but the Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, has been standing in the way of a good independent investigation.
Think about what Nancy Pelosi has done as Speaker. She has protected China from any investigations to the origin of COVID, even though it's killed more than 900,000 Americans. She's preventing American athletes from protesting at the Olympics. And now she's producing a bill that sends American taxpayer money to China.
Money that's to go to China for it to conduct an investigation that McCarthy says would certainly not be independent. He spoke on Fox News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
As truckers protesting the never-ending government mandates in Canada will soon be protesting in the United States. The GoFundMe platform that has been taking donations to support the truckers abruptly stopped the donations, then ordered the $10 million in remaining funds to be refunded to donors. Benjamin Richter, the spokesman for Freedom Convoy 2022, was on Newsmax with his views.
You know, the money speaks where the people believe, where the people's ambitions lie, right? Well, initially it was started to deal with two issues that we have. One is the vaccine mandates, which have been very problematic to our industry in Canada. Lots of people losing their jobs for a number of reasons. You know, there are people who have legitimate medical reasons, but they don't get a pass. They just have to sacrifice their entire livelihood. The second is the vaccine passport, the digital passport that's put on your phone. So when you're crossing back into Canada, into your own country, you have to show your vaccine status, which is, it's actually a digital system that automatically tracks you when you get close to the border booth. We want those two things removed and abandoned. And we've seen some movement from not only the various provinces, but, you know, overtures from the federal government that they would be, you know, exploring the possibility of removing the mandates.
Thanks for listening. My name's Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.